time for her fight. It's time for her fight with your hosts Mark Tomlinson and James Clooney.
Move on up.
Her fight.
Hey, it's time for Perf Bites. Welcome. We're a mile high in Denver, STPCon, James, and we're live at STPCon once again.
And Mark, I believe it's our second anniversary.
Is it our second anniversary?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, we're about to enter our terrible twos.
Happy birthday to Perf Bites. Happy birthday, James.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. So, welcome everyone to a broadcast, a live podcast of Perf Bites from STPCon. How are you doing this evening? Hello, give us a big shout out. Awesome. This has been really, really pretty awesome. I think this is the fourth or fifth time. I don't even remember. Well, the first one we did was in San Diego.
Yeah, it was.
So we'll come full circle. Rick, it's official. In the spring, we're going to San Diego again?
It's official. We've been waiting on the dates.
Yeah, waiting on the dates, but we're going to go. We'll come full circle to San Diego in the spring, STPCon.
Excellent.
But, yeah, for right now. Welcome. Those of you who have how many of you have been to an STPCon before? And how many of you have been to a live Perf Bites before?
And how many of you have won the special Perf Bites Converse All-Stars
no
before?
One. Oh, yes, Phil has a pair.
Phil has a pair?
Congratulations, Phil. Little did you know, you're actually being broadcast live on the internet at Perf Bites. You can see it at perfbites.com. You can go to spreaker.com and look up Perf Bites, and there we are. It's also on the Twitter feed, right, Rick?
We just put it on there.
All right. Well, we're pretty excited to be at STPCon here in Denver. James, how are you?
Well, Mark, I've heard the conference is great.
Conference has been really good. We'll get some feedback.
I've been stuck in a room working.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's why we haven't seen you in many sessions. Now, did you already give a session?
I did give a session.
What was the subject?
I filled in for someone, and my topic was riveting.
Really?
It was building load profiles from objective data sources.
Building load profile. Okay. That's, wow.
And nobody present here today was actually in my session.
No one cares. In fact, there's beer, so you can get a free beer. I'm having a Corona. We usually talk about what we're drinking here. There's no single malt scotch here right now, but there will be later on at STPCon. Just follow the Twitter feed, right?
Yeah, I had a fat tire, but it's empty now.
Yeah, so it's a little skinnier tire now.
Yeah, it's a flat tire.
Great. So we'll give a shout-out to the STPCon support. The vendors, actually, there's a couple of the sponsors of the show are also sponsors of Perf Bites. Smart Bear, who was here in the expo, was really, really great. They're our sponsor. Now, we've traditionally had news on Smart Bear about Load UI and Load UI Web. In fact, we did these marvelous voiceovers of Load UI and Load UI Web.
Well, Mark, let me tell you, there's been an announcement today, and it's now known as Load Complete.
Yes, so Load UI and Load UI. Is anyone here a Load UI, Load UI Web user? Anyone? No. No? Okay, we have a couple. But it's now Load Complete, and our good friend Scott Barber, who's been on a Perf Rant on a Perf Bites in San Diego, he actually helped put together this release of Load Complete, which is pretty awesome.
And you know, that is who's missing.
Yeah.
We're missing a barber.
We're missing
which is kind of ironic given my hairstyle.
Given your hairstyle, all right. Yeah. And we did tweet out a shout to MKL Testhead, Mike Larson, because you've got a really cool, the Ready API was also launched by Smart Bear. And the new Test Complete and Load Complete.
And they gave away a Mike Larson-like hat to everybody who attended.
A fedora. Is not red, which you would see from Red Hat.
Yes.
So
it's black.
We should get red. The JPoss guys should sponsor us. Now, the other sponsor of STPCon, a longtime sponsor, is HP, who's also a partner of Perf Bites, and we'll be doing some things with them. I'm not sure, we have some other industry news. Was there anything news? There's the StormRunner thing out of StormRunner Load, which was the HP load testing platform thing.
Yeah, out of Pronk.
Pronk.
Yeah.
Which always makes me think of that, what's the movie with the they call them the aliens where the guy gets bit or something and turns into an alien. District 9?
District 9,
and it's not prawns. They call them prawns as slang because it's, right. It's not prawns, it's pronk.
That's pronk.
And pronk was not made by aliens. It was made by our good friends in Israel and around the world at HP.
Okay, we'll go with that.
All right, fine. Yeah. You know, underneath all of that wonderful, beautiful UI for the Stormrunner thing is still a load generator.
I know.
It's
load runner.
It's still our old friend who's still kicking butt and generating wonderful load. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is.
So special thanks not only for the PerfByte sponsorship from HP and SmartPair, but also all the other vendors. We have applause. Are there some applause folks here still? Is Chris around? Jessica's here. Hi, Jessica. And I think Chris was here. So we have... Yeah.
He's hiding?
Well, he's hiding. He's probably drinking beer, which is what you would do.
Oh, Chris, we're going to call you out for a news announcement later.
Yeah. There's some beautiful music being played somewhere in the background to accompany us. That's nice. I have no idea where that's coming from. It's Muzak. Dun, 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 dark and tan and dark and
tan.
Yes. Sorry, that's my thing. So let's talk a little bit about some of the industry news you looked up. Now, Applause, I think, had an announcement, right?
Yeah, actually, we'll leave Applause for last since you're here. I figure you can do the announcement yourself.
Yes.
From the vendors that were present here at the show, Sosta released Sosta 53. 53. I guess that's just kind of a roll-up of everything in a one-release item. The thing that I found most interesting about Sosta 53 was in the cloud test arena was the ability to run JMeter scripts.
Yeah, they do kind of this. Brad described it as an encapsulation. Have you done any of this yet, Howard? Howard Chorney's here. Hocho is our good friend. From Sosta and longtime performance guru, but you haven't used the new encapsulation of JMeter yet. I'm going to have to try this out. My current gig is a JMeter house, so I'll have to give it a shot. You know, I think I've done this with HPs, but you're just wrapping in a Java jar. Yeah. It's very cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah. And if you're going to be doing continuous performance, like up in development, like a lot of those guys are writing stuff in JMeter anyway, you might as well
It in, take the Jenkins for Sosta, get all the monitoring, and get all that stuff.
Well, you should be doing. But that's very instructive and deterministic of you. We like to be in facilitating excellence through curiosity and encouragement.
Well, forgive me for that.
Yes, everybody please forgive our journey
for
his forwardness.
So good news from Sosta 53.
Sosta 53, we've already talked about SmartBear and Load Complete.
Yep.
Perfecto Mobile just announced today an integration was to support continuous integration with Jenkins.
Very good.
So, you know, that's continuing that Jenkins wave going through the industry. And Applause had an announcement today for Applause launches ARC, the Application Resource Center.
Yeah.
You know, I could explain this, you know, from what's written on their website, but I think we're better off if we hear it straight from Applause directly.
Yeah. So, Chris, welcome. Maybe you introduce yourself a bit. Let's make sure your live sound there is working.
Yeah. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Speak up a little bit. You're good.
Excellent. So my name is Chris Monroe. I am lead test evangelist as well as director of delivery and pre-sales. ARC is actually an initiative that was launched by our marketing and our product marketing team. It's a media publication for a lot of folks within our community who can use it as a resource to sort of keep up to speed as to, you know, things that are going on in the industry and use it as a tool and a resource to understand what's going on.
Right. So members that are already in the Applause world, in part of the community, is this something that they can just consume right away?
Yes.
It's just a new, brand new thing?
Absolutely. Cool. And we're looking at folks who can help contribute, but we have some experts in-house that are actually contributing a lot of the content that that people within our community are now starting to use.
That's very nice. That's great.
And it seems like the first release is targeted at the mobile application industry and retail. Is that correct? Sense.
It is. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. That should be wildly popular this coming Thanksgiving.
It should be, I mean, this is the time of year when we start to see a lot of our, especially e-commerce customers, getting a lot of traffic and a lot of adoption in terms of changes and features and functionality that they've introduced for the upcoming Black Friday season. So yeah, there's a lot of information out there on how to sort of prep for the incoming wave of traffic and business that's about to come their way.
Yeah. I think what's cool, Chris, it also comes just in time for the people who haven't done any preparation with that sexy new mobile app that they're going to launch.
And, yeah. And it oh, should hey, be enough to terrify them.
It should be. Today, what is today? November 7th?
Yeah.
They're yeah. Too late.
November 7th. You could say too late, but you know, at least if you're desperate, jump in, find somebody you're going to applaud, go into the Ark and see if there's something that can help you out.
Yeah, absolutely. Check it out. It's live now.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for your support
Thank
of
you.
SDPCon. And thanks for joining a little Perf Bytes broadcast.
Thank you.
Very
Appreciate
cool.
it. All right.
Very
so,
good.
So, Mark, that's really it for industry news
really?
Here at SDPCon. Yeah, I went and took a look over the last couple of weeks for all the sponsors of SDPCon to see what was interesting.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. Nothing new in the Accenture front. Nothing really new in the ATSQBXYZ front.
You looked them up too, huh?
I looked them up. I think their latest release was like in
ITSQ something.
Yeah, it was like in June of this year or something. Yeah.
Now, does anyone that's in the audience here have a news item that they'd like to share? Maybe it's a birthday to go along with Perf Bytes' birthday. Did anyone change jobs recently? Anyone find a new job? No? Yeah, Phil, Jay, you got a new job? Okay, birthday on Saturday. So
Phillips, birthday on Saturday. Everybody send something purple.
That's industry news right there. Now, Chris kind of tipped off really nicely into holiday load testing, which is something, remember last year at Phoenix, we kind of do a little review of the holiday preparation for performance, which, not to sound like a broken record, it's a perfectly good record that you need to play every year from July until November called How to Survive Point Load.
Now, yes.
One of the things I saw, Andy Grabner from Dynatrace shared the story, I think it was the GoDaddy story,
yes.
Was really excellent. Now, one of the first things we tipped people to on how to survive per load was come up on News of the Dam, we talk about it, get a low resolution static page. If you know the spike is coming ahead of time, go with fewer images, no dynamic content.
And put it all in your content distribution network.
Put it in CDN.
So it's 100% cacheable on the front couple of pages. Leave that dynamic stuff for two or three pages downstream so you don't have to worry about it until someone wants to actually give you money.
Yeah.
That's where you want to spend your resources, when they're going to open their checkbook.
Yeah. Don't worry about serving dynamically from your entire catalog and try to get end caps dynamically put in, you know, on your online. Pick the top few items you think are going to be the big sellers and make a static version of the page, cache it in the CDN. GoDaddy actually did this, and he had a really nice graph. Was like, here's your acceptable average response time was probably 2 to 3 seconds, somewhere in there. And they did a slimmed down version of the site, just flipped it in the load balancer, and brought it down about 600, 700 milliseconds and for the duration of the Super Bowl, and then when everything was over an hour later, then they put on back the normal site. Beautiful. I think they listened to the show.
It's too bad Andy isn't here.
Well, no.
Because we have some great stories coming up in News of the Dam that his insight would be great.
Yes, that would be great. So the first thing on how to survive per load is come up with a trimmed down version of your site. Leverage your CDN. If you don't have a CDN, even in your normal ISP, it doesn't have to be Akamai or a huge expensive commercial upfront. That takes time. Even some of your ISPs have a little switch. You can say, give me some caching here.
Yeah.
Now, James, even if you have a CDN, can you still mess up the caching?
Absolutely. You can. So there are a lot of things you can do to really harm yourself. You have to educate the cache on what you want it to cache for you.
Yeah.
And probably the most common things that people don't remember is they forget to cache their font files.
Oh, no-brainer.
They forget to cache their font resources.
No one thinks about it.
And this winds up being like 25% of the load that actually gets to their web server. Or the other one, they don't cache 404s on resource files. So some CDN providers allow you to actually cache a missed hit on a resource, like an image, or a JavaScript file or something of this nature. And if you have a lot of people coming to your site, if you're not caching the 404s, you could wind up with two-thirds of your load just being missed hits.
And those 404s. If they're not cached, those 404s still get processed back at origin through the architecture.
Exactly. The whole point of high-performance websites, Steve Souders, is don't go back to origin if you don't have to.
One way to be really fast is do less.
Yes.
Yes, which was kind of Keith's point. This morning, which was, if you really want to reduce cost of testing, do less testing, but do it intelligently. Now, let me ask you this. In terms of caching 404s, do you, any 404, do you need like a custom handler that would get cached? A standard 404 would still get cached and supported in Akamai?
Well, you need to be very careful about what you're caching, because sometimes you don't want to cache an entire page. You don't want to cache the base HTML page, you just want to cache the resources underneath.
Okay.
And the reason for that is you might want to flip the content on a page.
Right.
Let's say you have a spot sale coming up and you want to, you know, incite people to actually purchase, not incite to riot, but actually to purchase.
Yeah.
And because of that, you can't cache the entire page, but you could certainly cache things like images, font files, JavaScript, anything that's going to make up a portion of the page, but not the actual structural page definition.
Right. Very cool. Now, Howard Chorney's with us, we mentioned, from SOSTA. Any advice with some of your most recent work on how folks could last-minute tweaks they can do to help survive the holiday load?
Well, first thing I always... Is the mic on?
Yeah, right up close.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
Yes, sir. You are on the air.
I thank you. So, you know, talking about the CDN and caching, I would want to make sure my caches are warmed up. So
when my
customers come on,
get right on
it. Have a nice warm cache for them to use.
Yeah.
So that's from a CDN perspective.
So if you push something out, make sure you actually maybe have a synthetic script or something that actually warms everything
up.
And
I mean, it's just like, let's talk about when we're doing performance and load testing, right? A lot of times we'll actually warm up the site before we go get...
You need to eat the mic, brother.
Do I really need to eat the
there
mic?
You
All
go.
Right, I'm sorry. Is that better?
We got people in the back. You're dispelling with the genius authority.
All right.
And
so,
everyone's like, oh, I wish I could hear what Howard was saying because my life depends on it, but...
But what didn't they hear?
Now
I believe you were talking about warming up the cache.
Warming up the cache.
Oh, yeah, warming up the cache.
Is that
really
now,
do you
use a convection oven to do that?
I prefer microwave. It warms it
just
up
microwave.
Faster.
It's more even.
Exactly. Do you use a nice snifter for this?
You could do that, too.
Yeah, like brandy.
Because you want to bring it up to room temperature.
I do. Actually, you know what I find out, too, is very safe if you use a double boiler to warm it up.
Sure, because it's even and not there's no spikes within the...
Exactly, there's no spikes.
Yeah.
So
and especially for holidays, you don't want to have spikes. Another thing we did, if you remember, back at remembering the early days of Perf Bites, where we did live shows, we posted the how to prepare a turkey or how to prepare
I was just,
a website.
I was just thinking of that, how to cook a website for Thanksgiving.
How to cook a website for Thanksgiving. It's still on the perfbites.com website, so somebody go find it and we'll tweet out
Well, Mark, actually, I've seen a lot of cooked websites on Black Friday, haven't you?
It's Black Friday because the server racks are charred with smoke.
Exactly.
Which, if you like that flavor, you know, for Thanksgiving, that can be very nice.
I prefer the new electronic smell to the burnt electronic smell.
Yeah. Now, we focus a lot on the front end for how to survive point load because that's where the majority of the traffic and load. There's still back-end advice you might do, which brings us to our favorite rule, which is what, James? The 100 by 100 rule.
That is true.
Yes.
If you have 100 items in a shopping cart and they're 100 days old, you've got a problem. You need to convert these people to revenue. Hire some interns between now and Thanksgiving and call all of these people. See if you can convert them before Black Friday.
Yes.
And if not, clear the shopping carts.
Right.
This is dead weight in the system that has to be removed.
Yes.
So just to chime in, I recall a project that the three of us worked on together.
Oh, yes.
And lo and behold, wasn't that one of the issues that they were having?
I believe the shopping cart table was the preponderance of all the data in the system for shopping carts that were orphaned.
Now, let's give our shout out to performance tester Vamsi Netla.
Yes.
He's not back with the team there.
He's not back with the team. He is working for Verizon Communications.
Yeah, good for him. We like Vamsi. Vamsi actually kind of unsurfaced this wonderful little defect. And I wrote a couple blog articles because let's say you're a competitor and you're an e-commerce site, but your competitor also has an e-commerce shopping cart. You might want to start trickling a cart, load it up with, I don't know, Vamsi found 150-some thousand items in a cart.
Yeah.
So all it takes is load that cart once on one app server, and you blow out all the memory. Just rematerializing 150,000 items from that cart, there goes the heap. It sounds just like that if you stand next to the server.
And then, of course, it has to purge it.
And then it has to do garbage collection.
Yes.
Which does what, James, if you try to garbage collect all 150,000 objects at once?
Stop the world.
That's not an R&B song.
Does that mean your site turns into garbage?
Well, that particular app server does. But if you've configured your APM synthetic monitoring to not clean out the cart, it's going to run its transaction every 15 minutes. You take out the first app server, then you take out the second app server, then you take out the third app server, until all of them are just crashing to a complete stop.
Reminds me of that old commercial, you tell two friends, then
and they
tell
two
friends,
friends, and they tell two friends, and so on, exactly. And so on, until everyone has lovely, lush hair.
And then your site's down and no one can buy anything.
That's right. But
but you all have great hair.
Except for James, who's proudly...
Follically challenged.
That's exactly right. Now, James, usually on our show at this point, about 20 minutes in, we give a shout-out to NewCo. Your business partner,
correct,
Mr. Calabresi, is here. He's not here tonight, but he's been here this week at SDBCon. And it was great to see him, actually. He came to the performance puzzler. He was on Howard's team. Now, did he contribute anything?
John was very insightful.
Really?
He was very good.
Really?
He was, especially during the first puzzle when we were going off on that red herring.
On that red herring, yes. which wasn't really a herring.
No, it wasn't. It was really
We had cod at lunch. The cod was actually really good. So I'll give kudos. The meals at SDPCon here were really, the food was quite good. Do you guys agree? Snaps for the catering? Yes, thank you. Snaps, that's good. No, just snaps. That's all right. I don't know why I did that. I no clue. But yeah, that's a shout out. We're at the Sheraton in Denver downtown.
Yeah. So John used to be technical.
He was?
At one time he was technical.
Really?
Yeah, and then we took him in the back room, put him in a little chair, hooked the electrodes up to him, and we made him a sales guy.
Made him into... I like that. Can we do that to more salespeople?
Well, that's how we made him a salesperson.
We could still, but you might need a refresher course.
Good point.
Keep the energy flowing. That would be good. But shout out to NewCo and also some of your other companies under the umbrella with John.
We support us and run the Perf Bytes website.
We
have a lot of micro-marketed market options. We have Cloud Architect for people who are moving to the cloud, want to maintain high performance. Load Runner by the Hour is one of our very popular sites.
It's also your Twitter feed.
It's also my Twitter feed, associated with services for Load Runner. And we're about to launch a product called Lightsquare, where we're going to change the market for how you buy performance engineering.
Are you
going to
be disruptive?
We're going to be disruptive.
Oh,
that's our role.
I love disruptive. Tell us more, James.
Yes, disrupt us.
We're going to do the work and not charge you until you derive a benefit.
Yeah, I think that's nice.
That is mind-blowing, James.
Either it's going to really do well, or we're going to be spending a lot of hours doing nothing.
Yeah.
But we have pretty high confidence based upon what we've seen in the industry for websites and how they're tuned for performance. That we'll be able to, on every single customer, be able to provide a measurable, improved...
Easy for you to say.
You can't do the elevator speech after two beers, that's for sure. To provide a measurable benefit, an improvement in overall performance and efficiency on the web servers for the customers. So we're very excited about it. You can't argue with an instant ROI of no benefit, no payment. benefit payment, and is directly proportionate to number of users and how much benefit you derive.
All right. LightSquare.
LightSquare. LightSquare. LightSquare.com.
It's like it's kind of like Pronk. Like it you can't tell that it has anything to do with the actual thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Except that it just doesn't roll off the tongue like Pronk.
Yeah. Pronk. Just so elegant, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Just All right. So before we go into our favorite segment at the bottom of the hour, I will introduce to the audience kind of the contest that we'll come back to, which is we kind of take, and we have the microphones here, and Howard will help us out maybe, but we ask a question in terms of what are the things you have learned during it. What's your favorite part of SDBCon? What did you learn about performance? What did you learn about any of the testing? What did you learn from a sponsor of the show? And share your story with us, and then we have to have an impartial judge, which has typically been the sexy Irish voice of Perf Bites, my wife Martha, who's not a technical person. Will you swear to everyone knows you're not a technical? You're only association married to me, tortured with stories about bad performance crap. But she will be in the unbiased participant and judge of the answers. The winner will receive a pair of these lovely Nike Chuck Taylor high tops, custom leather, with the Perf Bites logo inscribed, of the rare few people who have had them. And just be aware, Phil already got a pair of shoes, so we'll probably let him participate, but we'll make sure he doesn't win, Martha. I mean, yeah. Exactly. But, James, that brings us to what time is it? Is that time again?
It's time, Mark.
It's time.
Hello, Perf Bites listeners. It's your old friend Satan here. You remember me, right? I'm the original founder and innovator of all things evil. That's evil spelled now with a lowercase e-capital-V-I-L. Evil. It's totally wrong. Anyway, sometimes I find that even with all my efforts at trying to improve techniques for demonic possession, natural disasters, and even poor food choices, I still find it hard to compete in the marketplace of darkness against some of you in the IT department. So, as such, it is with great esteem that I'm proud to introduce this week's edition of The News of the Damned.
Can you dig it?
Go ahead.
Okay, I have been concerned for 2 years for Mark's immortal soul for how he got that voiceover. Anyone else concerned for Mark?
Just
always.
Really?
Yeah.
Close friend of the family, that's all I can say. You know, I think it was a great-great-great-granduncle or something like that. They worked out a great deal. I mean, some of us are still paying for it, but, you know, I figured why not, you know, bring the real expert in when it comes to evil torture.
Would that be Jebediah Tomlinson?
No, I think we're a little bit more Scottish than that in the end. But once again, we're coming into the holiday season, and we still have people tipping over bad. They don't listen. They don't get all the. We help so many people, and maybe GoDaddy, listen to us. What do you got for us this week here, James?
Boy, Mark. I was running kind of skinny on stories until last night.
Oh, it's because it was election night.
It was election night. This is always the gift that gives to News of the Damned.
Anything really, yes, large population.
And we had election website crashes in Atlanta, Salt Lake City, Sedgwick County, Minnesota, Arapahoe County, Colorado, whose website disappeared and then reappeared in Portuguese for a... a period of time.
That is the first time we've had that.
I know.
You can't be making this up, can
no,
you?
No, no. And we had 18 websites hosted by one company in Florida for different counties around the country, including three in California, that went down completely.
Completely. So
yeah, so it's like a hosted solution provider. They had their own servers. And you wind up with this election day load. It's not like they could expect this or anything.
No, because did anyone know that yesterday was election? I had no idea. There's been no news coverage of it.
Yeah,
nobody talking
and,
about it.
And so all these sites went down. And this is just what I wanted to filter out.
Yeah.
You could pick a state anywhere in this nation.
And they were going down.
And there were websites going down, either city, county, local party operations, something.
So
guys, you know what I'm going to miss about Election Day?
What are you going to miss?
No more commercials. Aren't you going to miss the commercials?
That's true. A little applause for the end of the political commercials. Yes. All right, good on you. Thank you. That's wonderful.
Sorry for that interruption.
So, Howard, I want to come back to the Portuguese one because there could be some – we got to figure out what happened under load. Let's take some guesses. But, Howard, first, we've talked about having a single service provider for something like election coverage, and obviously some guys
– Amazon.
Amazon. But, I mean, there's a company in Florida that's doing this that you pointed out, 18 different municipalities.
I've got to think that it was providing a good service up until last night, and maybe that was the last service it ever provides.
Will ever provide again.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the average network latency is between California and Florida?
Oh, I can tell you that easily, Mark. It's probably about 90 milliseconds round trip.
60 to 90, depending on how far you are down the panhandle?
I would err on the 90.
Err on the 90,
absolutely.
Infrastructure, screwed up load balancer. No, thank you. Shout
screwed
out to
up
Dan
cash.
Barker. Screwed up cash.
Don't forget me going through traversing firewalls and everything else. Because, you know, Mark, you just don't get that for free.
You don't. You can't go. Yeah. You can't just go skip tra-la hopping through the switch architecture without paying a little penalty. So, but we've talked about offering a service around elections, and these people, they don't listen to the show. We could go into and there you go.
Yeah,
18.
Yeah,
we can handle 18 municipalities.
When you look at the caching features and most of the cloud providers, there's a market opportunity. Someone listening. Should be able to stand up a solution that runs in the cloud.
That's elastic.
It's elastic for one night.
Yeah. It's not like you have to make this investment forever, and elastic only costs you what you need, not static cost forever. Oh, and let alone they should test it before election night.
Yeah, it's not like they could pull web logs from the previous election night to figure out what the load would be.
Yeah, that's crazy. So
and
you
then
guys
double it or anything.
Right. So now just a shout out to the audience here. Are you guys kind of getting the concept of News of the Damned? Like, as citizens of the world, you've been tortured by these not so smart IT guys at this place in Florida.
And I've got to think it has to be an application developer who lives in Portugal for that one that flipped to Portuguese.
So as an underload condition, you think it's a default setting when they like did a rolling restart, they brought it back up, and it came back up in the wrong default language or something?
I've got to think so.
A restart.
On servers.
Well, it is a hosted site, right? So maybe they're hosting something in Portuguese. Who knows?
Or they're hosting in Portugal. That's where the server's located.
Exactly.
Oh, that would be frightening, a Colorado County election website hosted in an Amazon zone in Portugal or something.
Just think what the latency is like that going across the pond.
Does you know the ISO two-letter acronyms that we use for different languages when we do localization, you know, ENDE? What is it for Portugal?
PR.
Can we look at, is it what?
PR
would be like Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico.
No? See, if we look it up, I'm just curious if it's, for some weird reason, alphabetically at the top. So if it's like Argentina, AR or something like that, if it just flips over and takes the first one at the top of the list, one on the restart, and that just happens to be a country where Portuguese is the primary language, that's my guess.
Brazil?
Could be be Brazil.
Well, that's just about what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's probably Brazil.
Yeah. Or there's a lot of people in Alaska who speak Portuguese. No? No?
Well, actually, I believe there's a large Brazilian population in the United States. It really could have been a U.S.-based server.
Could have been a U.S.-based. Anyway, that's the most unique, weird outage come back up in another language that I think we've ever heard. I guess that happens maybe if you get bonked on the head really hard. You know, I woke up and, ach du meine liebe Himmel, ich habe meine Schmerzen auf. I'm speaking German.
Okay.
Yeah, well, sorry. Did you know what I said right there? What? PT, so maybe it is Brazil or something like that. All right. Thank you, Eric. That's very nice.
Brazilian Portuguese is BR.
BR. Got it.
BR.
Yes, thank you.
Well, perhaps the person writing the story couldn't distinguish between the two.
Yes. And Monica, who was here from Microsoft, she was from Brazil, so she could have told us whether that was... she's gone.
True.
Anyway, what else we got?
Who here likes Red Bull?
Red Bull. Which now we know...
Wow, marketing people. Who would have thought?
But now, Eric's not a... No. Do you know, Red Bull's from Austria. Andy told us that. I had no idea it was from Austria. I mean, they bring it here, but it's
okay, a little bit of trivia. My father's CB license, back when you had to actually buy one, was for Red Bull as the handle, which is kind of cool, back in the mid-70s.
He was ahead of his time.
But that has nothing to do with the server that crashed for News of the Damned. Evidently, there was a legal settlement involving Red Bull.
Okay.
Exactly. It does, and in fact, doesn't give you wings. And this resulted in a lawsuit. And this resulted in a lot of people who didn't get their wings going to a website to collect their $10 to $13.
Class action lawsuit?
Class action lawsuit.
Sans wingedness.
Yeah, something like that. Didn't give you energy or wings or, you know, make you more attractive at the bar or something. And, Mark, what do you think happened?
Well, first of all, I think they probably meant chicken wings, and it got screwed up in the legal department because you could have sat if Red Bull and chicken wings. That was the whole idea, guys, and they missed it. And you wouldn't have this problem if it was chicken wings. Or if you think about wanting to be more attractive at the bar, there is the whole history of website outages with Victoria's Secret that has the angels with the wing thing. But I don't think that's a Red Bull.
I don't think it's related, no.
My brain just went there because I'm thinking of website outages, classical website outages. But no.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Anyway... I'm going to get my $1.75 in Red Bull wing money. Site goes down.
Yeah, and it's so funny. I found this on the American Bar Association website, of all places.
Okay.
You know, of how to plan for lawsuits and settlements.
On the web?
On the web.
On the web. Do we need to send them a letter and say, by the way?
The American Bar Association Journal website.
No
a cautionary tale on a class action settlement for a popular item.
Oh, wait, I was going brain dead that because I thought you meant they made recommendations on performance testing if you're going to be paying off action suit over the web.
But they should. We could write them a letter and say, by the way, include these four tips and go listen to the podcast and come to STPCon if your people need to learn more.
Yeah, I think the actual quote was, widespread reports about the free money ruined everything.
Has anyone else here gotten free money? No?
Nothing's free.
There were free drinks if you had your drink tickets, but you didn't need them tonight. I had a lot of them. Yeah. So Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Yeah.
So going along, right along with Red Bull, you know, anything where you're hyper-caffeinated, you want to hop in a car, and you want to make sure that... the airbag works.
Sure.
There's been a recall, and there's a government website, safercar.org, safercar.gov, and it went down.
This was the thing where, like, people have been severe or
killed by an airbag. There's, like, some sort of metal capsule inside.
Shards or something, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was, like, basically shrapnel from a grenade out of the airbag.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not sure that was the original product owner's design for the airbag. And maybe they needed some continuous iterations to get that right. And
a little more testing on
it. I believe this was an agile design decision.
Could have been.
Yeah.
But you know the crash test dummies?
I was just about to go there. Don't you think they would have noticed the metal shards in the chest of the crash test dummies,
they don't know how to speak up and say, oh, guys, this hurts. They don't say that.
But I thought like they do all these studies on the dummies after they crash the dummies.
Yeah. They were testing. You should have used live people. They should have killed some people, you know. In some states, well, I don't think we're really advocating that. It's a software test professional.
What about
live
people with flak jackets, maybe?
Sure.
Throwing a flak jacket. That death would not occur, and they could just see it all there.
People on death row?
No, I think it's a perf bites ethical dilemma. That's a different podcast about ethics.
Okay.
Regardless, but anyway, what was the so the site went down because it's just people wanted more information about which cars have this vulnerability, and again,
exactly, it's completely understandable. You own a car, you want to understand if your model was impacted by this recall.
Yes.
Because you want yourself and your family to be safe as you're driving around, and there was such a high demand against this website. It just went down.
But let me guess. There's a drop-down, choose your car manufacturer. Another drop-down, choose your car model. And it's a fully dynamic hit-the-database kind of site.
You don't say, Mark.
Gee, this whole thing could be static content in a PDF. Get your bifocals
They can pre-generate all the different variations.
Yes.
And go to a static web page.
Static web page. This content isn't changing that frequently.
They could do it by manufacturer. Just pick your manufacturer.
Go to
Chevrolet,
a separate page. Chart
Toyota,
the page.
Hyundai, Tata, and just go to what models are impacted.
Buick. Ford. You got a Dodge, your new truck? The red cool truck? Is it Dodge?
Yes, my Dodge.
Yeah, have you checked the website to see if you're...
I actually did, because believe it or not, my dad, as soon as he heard it, text sent me an email saying, check to make sure your truck is on this site.
There you go. All right. So we're not encouraging you to go add insult to injury and crash this site again. But our shout out, of course, is the IT department at the carsafe.gov or safecar.gov or safecar ain't here no more site.
Safercar.gov.
Safercar.gov, yeah.
So you're really taking a leap of faith that somebody actually tested the site?
Yeah.
If we look at the history of government websites, from election websites to
the website that shall not be named.
The website that shall not be named, that is still in my inbox every single day.
Yes.
To any number of other government services, there's no market competition. So what is the incentive to innovate and become faster, because people will just come back because they have to. There's no other source of the data.
Well, I think it happens in private, obviously the private sector as well.
Yeah, so private sector, basically you got out of
the
business.
Same issue. Yeah.
If you don't have this. But
but we can replace everyone. Just vote. It was election day yesterday. Just vote and we'll get rid of all the
That you won't be able to see the election results.
Oh, that's why there are no election results. We won't know who won anyway.
Exactly.
Right. And Lord knows there's no actual, paper ballots anymore.
you could go listen to the TV reporters try and project the winner.
That's more about entertainment, than it is actual news.
Well, don't we all want to be entertained anyway?
Yes. All right. So
no.
Is there another story?
There's another
story.
Keep going. Yeah, we can't have a news of the damned without something involving a ticket failure.
Ticket site failure.
Yes. We need a theme for
the
that.
The servers actually sound just like that.
We need a theme for ticket failure.
Yeah. Here we go. And wait a minute. You have to get the geography right, because we know who's at the top of the ticket site outage.
Okay. It's not the UK.
Oh.
It's not a music concert, but it is in the Commonwealth.
Okay.
It's in Australia.
Yeah.
It's an airline.
Okay.
Now, I believe on the last News of the Damned, in the spring, we talked about an Indian airline that their website crashed due to low fares. 6 months later, we're having the same story.
Yes.
Except this time, it's in Australia. It is Jetstar Airlines. They were selling $88 tickets to Bali for a 24-hour period, and it took the website out.
Intentional promotion, lower the price, the marketing department... let's say Howard is in the ops department. I'm in the marketing department. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Hi, Howard. This is Mark. I'm in the marketing department.
Well, that's nice. What can I do for you?
Well, Mary gave me your number, and it says if we're going to do anything really severe, like a promotion for $88 tickets to Bali, that we should call you and tell you that it's happening on Friday and that the site might go down.
Well, it's Thursday. How do you expect me to be ready for Friday?
Well, you're that magic IT guy. Don't you make everything else happen wonderfully?
Yeah, hold on.
I'm busy. Hang on. I've got to go to a conference in Denver, SDPCon. It's wonderful. See you.
Well, then maybe you'll learn something.
Yes, but they're not here, are they? That drama, dramatization, the names have been changed.
If they can't book a ticket on their own website to come to Denver, that might explain why they're not here.
Well, no, they probably went with Qantas.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah. But what well, that didn't happen. I did not call Howard in the ops department.
And there was I know.
No, yeah, see?
Well, I mean, it's a classical problem, oversubscription, high demand. Sure, they were generating all of this interest, but they weren't able to convert it to sales. So
yeah.
they worked in their against their own self-interest in this case.
Absolutely.
And yet, so this happened on the 28th. This happened last Tuesday.
Okay.
So we could go Tuesday. On the 31st, another Australian airline dared to try the same thing.
A competitor?
A competitor. Tiger Air out of Australia. $13 fares for 4 hours on Halloween.
To go where?
Anywhere.
Anywhere?
Anywhere in Australia. So what do you think happened?
Where are you going to go?
Anyone? What do you think happened?
The Great Barrier Reef you could go to.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Did the website go down?
What?
Anyone?
The website did not go down.
Whoa. Okay, this is a twist.
This is.
All right.
So how is this damn then, James, if the site didn't go down?
Because their competitors are doubly damned in this case.
Oh. That's
I mean,
okay.
imagine the
one,
market
two,
risk.
Rebound punch thing.
Yeah, imagine the market risk. You do this and you fail, and then you have your competitor announcing that for a 4-hour period from 8 p.m. to midnight, they're going to be selling $13 fares, and they're all over the news saying, "Oh, well, you know, we think our website can handle the load."
Yeah. Their website crashed. Come fly with us.
Yeah, I mean that's putting it out there.
Yeah. Okay, that's a first for news of the day.
You know, not for anything, but if the website crashed, do you really want to fly the plane in the plane?
Maybe we need the equivalent of the NTSB for website crashes.
Yeah, I agree.
Like the WSTSB, WS Safety Website Something Safety Board. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
All right.
We can do it in the
all right.
The Wilson Promontory Preservation.
You're not
Society.
Supposed to talk about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't turn that up. Yeah. All right, what else?
And lastly, on News of the Damned, we have a failure of yhack.org, a mass hacking symposium held at Yale University for 1,000 participants from across the globe. They all come together to write really cool code, and of course the website crashes.
The smartest.
Yes, people, you cannot make this up.
Yes, it writes itself.
It does. You know, it is the gift that keeps on giving. We're bringing all of these developers together. They're gonna create cool stuff, and what happens? The website crashes.
Yes. So you might know how to hack a website or write a virus. Or, you know, crack something open and break into people's systems, SQL injection, all those famous, wonderful vulnerabilities. But our brothers and sisters in non-functional testing don't understand us.
Functional is easy. Load is difficult.
And security is just weird.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Yeah. It's yeah, that's weird. So that's, thank you, hackers.
Yes,
you sort of
yes.
Did it to yourselves.
I got to tell you, I'm going to be entertained for months over this whyhack.org.
Thing. Why hack? Yeah. Why not hack, I think, is what should...
Yeah, and it had all the classical problems.
Yes, CDN.
I went to the site. I downloaded it in the developer tools for Chrome. Very little caching. A lot of small transfers going on.
Yeah, a lot of round
no
trips.
No sprites, so a lot of round trips. You know, just all the things you're not supposed to do in website design. It looked really nice on the screen.
We want it to look pretty. If it's pretty but it doesn't scale or is gone, you're done. I will say, however,
pretty but doesn't scale. I'll walk away from that one.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go there. The I was going to say, in the hacking community as well, you recognize like security conferences. Like we'll do like a performance conference, and there's like 25. Total niche, like where there's not, you just take the same security people have like 1,000 times the followers that just, oh, I'm going to go to security conference. There's 25,000 people. I put out a blog post, right? Oh, hey, there's 5,000 hits. Same well, security.
You know what it is,
oh,
Mark.
There's 45,000 hits.
We don't have a hat.
We need a, oh.
Because you know, there's the white hat, black hat.
Purple hat?
There's red hat for Linux.
Red hat and Linux. Purple hat?
What kind of hat would we, color hat would we have for performance testing?
Maybe purple.
Green.
Green. Green. Plaid. You suggest a pattern. Like a tartan. Lovely tartan hat. Hounds says.
Okay, Mark. You know, I don't think we can do the hound's tooth because I'm just having too many Bear Bryant flashbacks.
Yeah, don't go there. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
All right, we're
how about a beanie instead of like a hat.
We're rolling. We're rolling into the end.
I like
a
that
beanie with a pom pom.
With a pom pom.
All right. So we come to the point in the show where at SDPCon we always give away a pair of wonderful shoes to people who can tell us their story about what they think of SDPCon, what they learned, what was the most valuable thing they've gotten so far. So, Howard, would you do the honors, and please speak loudly into the mic. Rick can help as well. Who would like to share their story about SDPCon so far? Favorite session.
Or a question.
What you learned.
Or derisive comment for us.
Yes. Now remember, you could win a lovely pair of custom Nike Perf Bite shoes.
Let me tell you, they look really good up front.
Yes.
Up close.
All right. All right, Eric. Eric, go ahead. Get introduce. Eric is from Denver here. What do you got?
Do I have who I am?
Yeah.
So my name's Eric Stenslin, my first time to SDPCon. I am a local Denver person. It's been a very great conference. I've been to several in the last couple of years, and I think this is one that I plan to attend going forward. So I'm going to brown nose a little bit. My favorite part of the conference was Mark's last session on continuous performance.
Yes.
And I
didn't pay you at all. I didn't. It's $5? $10?
Not yet, because those shoes are going to be mine.
Okay, right. Now, I don't think you want mine, brother. You get to your own.
And so you did actually have some very good, interesting points for me because we do struggle with performance in some of our areas. And you brought up several points on how continuous analysis is different from traditional analysis.
Yeah.
And the several points, the one that was really kind of, you know, I related to a lot was the basically the dynamic test objectives that you talked about. And so that to me, that was, it resonated with me after doing testing and performance testing for over 23 years. So
yes,
definitely a great presentation, and again, it's this is definitely a conference I plan on attending in the future.
I heard the room was really cold.
It was chilly.
It was extremely cold. My hotel room, I think you could have like put a glass of ice out and or a glass of water, and it would have became ice.
Yes, but so that part's not part of your answer.
No,
yes,
absolutely
just
not.
Just want to be clear.
It has nothing to do with entertained your wife at the Irish pub the other night for a couple hours talking about many things outside of technical issues from the conference.
Yeah, and now you're just gone too far. But okay, so that was good. So thank you. And it was a good session. So that was a great takeaway. So thank you.
Somehow I think you probably are not on Martha's top list for the shoes at this point.
Never know. Never know. So Eric, thanks very much. That's awesome. Who else would like to share their experience, favorite session, favorite takeaway, maybe the food, a keynote? We had a couple keynotes. Keith's was great. We do need more participants because otherwise Eric's just going to walk away with his shoes. All right. So introduce yourself. We're not picking you up, so make sure it's on.
Hi.
Yeah, there you are.
My name is Alex. I'm from Moscow. It's my second STP conference so far.
Yes.
Perf Bites podcast.
Yes.
So Alex, were you at our first
in San Diego
podcast?
In San Diego, yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Now I
remember. Welcome back. Now, you didn't win the shoes that time, so now you've got to come up with a good answer, right?
I came for the second round of competition.
Okay.
Basically, I came looking for insight into continuous performance testing. And there were several interesting sessions, and I've got just enough hints to start moving in that direction. And as for a highlight, for reasons unknown, one of the presenters included Russian saying in his presentation. And he was quite surprised when it turned out what somebody from his listeners would actually say it out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, was this Andy's presentation? No.
No, I don't remember the name. Wireshark, Informatica.
Oh, Les. Les Murphy.
Les Murphy.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Les is great.
Yeah, it was interesting. And the saying is, доверяй, но проверяй, meaning trust but verify.
Yes. Trust but confirm.
Trust but confirm.
Yeah.
It was one of his advices.
Yeah. Now, did you pick up any new... Les is a great tools guy. Did you pick up any great tools from him?
Not really, because I actually use Wireshark and Fiddler in my work. That was the tools he talked about the most.
All right. That's awesome. Alex, thank you. And I'm sorry, great to see you again, man.
Thank you.
Another Perf Bites alumni here. Very cool. All right, from Russia. Now we've got two so far. We got to have one more now.
So I believe we've just spanned the globe, the local person to the person most
from
remote.
Russia, from the most remote.
Yes.
All right. Come on now. We got to have some more participants. No, Eric's trying to stop everyone to improve the odds. So we've got Jay, Mike. Yes? All right. Excellent. You could win a pair of shoes, sir.
So I'm Doug Hart. I'm from Ancestry.com.
Talk right into the mic, right up close. We hear you.
Oh.
There you go.
I'm Doug Harder. I'm from Ancestry.com.
Hi, Doug.
I'm the first time to SDPCon. And
there you go.
I enjoyed a roundtable this morning.
Really?
Keeping the vendor in check, I guess. And I've got a lot of feedback from the comment I made, but I learned a lot from it.
Okay. Which particular roundtable? Let me hear you again.
It was on continuous. It was a continuous delivery roundtable.
Okay,
and we never got around to discussing continuous delivery. And by the end of the hour, I had to speak up. And why can't we talk about tools in this conference? And I understand we're trying to be tool agnostic here.
Sure,
but I came here to take back information to my company to. You know, what tools is everyone else using? And I have been very validated in this conference that what I've been doing back at Ancestry, it seems there's a common cadence that I'm on the right track.
Yeah.
And so my takeaway from the conference is that, yeah, I'm in the right direction, and that some of the roadblocks that I may have, I've got a community now to come back to and get through some of those roadblocks. And I will be coming back to SDP conference. And I even heard that maybe they'll come into Salt Lake City in the near future.
Hey,
that's
would be cool.
Ancestry would love to support that. And
I'll be in Salt Lake City Friday night.
Meet up for a chat.
Yeah, world tour.
You can do a Perf Bites meetup. Yeah. Go out to breakfast at IHOP. We're all fans of that, you know.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Now we may not all be able to drink beer like we do openly here in Salt Lake City.
You've got the High West Distillery in Utah, which makes great rye whiskey.
Yes, Wasatch Brewing. Awesome.
All right. Yeah. Doug, thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
You're welcome.
All right, so we have three participants so far. Anyone else? I got Jean Ann here. Jean Ann has been with us. What do you think? This is like an expert opinion, a little history of SDPCon. So what's your... Yes, you've been at many SDPCons.
Yes, I've been to many SDPCons.
Right, so what are your...
What I really liked, I'm going to suck up too, Mark. What?
No, you don't want to leave James feel... He's going to feel left out.
Well,
did you go to James's session?
I didn't attend his session.
He's not important enough
probably
for you to...
Yeah,
I
realize that. Yeah.
James, don't go there.
Don't go there. All right, go ahead, Jeannie.
But what I did enjoy was... The continuous decision-making point that you made today.
Okay.
And it gave me a lot of inspiration on how I could apply it to mobile testing. And I really enjoyed how I can also learn just from more performance testing.
Yeah.
I love learning about performance from you guys. And yes, James, you're included in that.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Jean Ann, thank you. continuous decision making was a big takeaway. Right on.
I absolutely love the point that you
made. If you're going to go continuous in testing, you think about your analysis and decisions. That's right.
And what I want to make sure that people understand is that even though there's a point being made, say, for example, I got performance testing, you can use this information and get inspired to other kinds of testing.
Yes.
As I did.
Right. Now, that's sort of competing with Eric's answer, although they're different takeaways. Eric, how are you feeling now about your chances? Pretty good?
Let's just say that I just found out that I have an ace in the back pocket.
Okay. No, good. Right on.
Martha, do you have something to tell us?
No.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
Certain people that are sitting around me that you should be aware of.
All right. So we've got Alex, Jean Ann, Doug, and Eric. All right, very good. Now, right, so we'll give one last round. Anyone, Jay, anyone else, Chris, would you like to give an answer? No? Going once? Yeah, come on, Chris.
You have a hand raised, Mark.
All right, go for it.
Is it on?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Speak right up close in the mic there, please.
Yeah, so for me, it's not necessarily a particular session or keynote, I guess, takeaway. This has probably been about my sixth or so STPCon, and one of the things I actually mentioned in my keynote is I think an event like this is great for the opportunity for people in the same industry to sort of speak about their craft and talk about, you know, things that work well for them, things that don't work well for them.
Right on.
You know, there's a lot of decisive, opinionated people you'll meet at these conferences that sort of feel one way strongly, you know, one way or the other.
They're passionate.
They're very passionate.
Yes.
There's a passionate folk.
I think you're wrong about that. I just want to tell you that right now.
You are completely wrong.
Yeah, but what I appreciate is the fact that I think, you know, I think a lot of people understand the fact that there's more than one way to skin a cat, and I think, you know, one of the things I have mentioned is hopefully everybody who attends these conferences, whether it's the first time or the fifth time, gets the opportunity to network with some of the people in the conference that they, you know, that they attend, because it's the relationships that you build kind of beyond here,
yeah,
and the resources that you can utilize after the fact,
mm-hmm,
that I think sets you up very well to improve not only, you know, your companies and your apps and stuff that you're testing internally, but also hopefully grow your yourself as a professional. So.
Excellent. And just to be very clear, we on Perf Bytes or STPCon are not advocates of actually skinning cats. Right? Fairness to animals, and we're not into
cats.
That thing. Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. I'm not a big cat lover myself. I mean, but I'm not going to knock it. That would be cruel, right?
You know? Squirrels are okay.
Squirrels, yeah, skin a squirrel. There's plenty of them around. No one really likes them anyway.
Exactly. It's just a big rat with a bushy tail. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so we've got Eric, Jean Ann, Doug, Alex, and now Chris. One last go, anyone else? Otherwise, we're going to hand it over to the sexy Irish voice of Perf Bytes to make an assessment. Rick or Howard, could you maybe assist Martha with the microphone there? Talk right on the mic there, sweetie pie.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just keep it loud.
All right. Jay says she's going to win even though she didn't offer up anything. I don't know how that's working. I'm getting... There's definitely a tone of like bribery and subterfuge happening behind this that I'm...
Yes. Okay.
Anyway, all right, so just to recap, there were five, but, you know, putting Jay's request aside, there were actually five people who answered. And I will start from the it's lovely but you don't get any shoes part.
Yes. So number five.
Number five would be Chris.
Okay.
Which was absolutely lovely. Because he talked about people here expressing their passion about what they do and connecting with others, talking about their craft and networking, which are all really actually great outcomes from being here.
Yes, yes.
And Jean Ann talked in similar terms about how coming here always means learning.
Yes.
And, you know, fueling your curiosity and learning more, which are wonderful.
Yes.
But you get no shoes for that.
So what you're saying is platitudes don't win
not.
The game.
Nope. Yeah.
Thanks for trying.
Sucking
no
up
shoes.
Really doesn't work. So we're gonna talk about Eric in a minute. So that leaves Eric, Alex, and Doug.
Yes.
And Alex, I have to say, you get some shoes, but I also have to say, Doug, you get some shoes. Because I have made this executive decision. Now I'll tell you why. As a non-tester, one of the things I appreciated about what Alex said was he was affirmed when he went to Les's session about people using, I assume correctly, the Russian phrase "trust but verify," which we in the Reagan era just co-opted.
We had no idea
Russian.
What that meant.
So you claimed ownership of the original phrase, and I appreciate that as an academic. You provided a footnote and historical relevance. So you get shoes.
Yes. No pun intended on the footnote.
What?
Footnote, shoe. Sorry.
Equals.
This is punny.
Footnote,
yeah. Footnote equals.
Equals
shoe. Shoe note. Yes.
Not a tester.
Yes.
Just want to say that again. And then Doug also gets shoes because you are coming away from this experience validated about the common language and common cadence of testing and with some clarity for yourself about the path that you are on, which is a really good thing. So you get shoes to walk that path. So that leaves Eric. And I just want to say, Eric, I don't negotiate with terrorists. So you get the Madras hat with the pom-pom.
There you go. So congratulations. Thank you very much. And you would normally say that in Russian or Irish accent. Yes, it's time for some perf bite shoes. No, it's right. You want to, yeah.
Wait, is this on?
Yes, it's
on. Time for perf bites.
Yes, thank you.
Right.
The Irish voice. So, Doug and Alex, congratulations. Come up after the podcast. We will take your shoe size. You can expect these. They're 10.5, and we will send them out to you. That will be wonderful.
Your size may differ.
Your size may differ. Yeah. Yes, you could get larger, smaller feet. There's all sorts of different people in different. But, James, that brings us once again to the end of another Perf Bites show.
Yes.
Now, did you look up who powered the show?
Yes, Mark.
Yes, and?
We're powered by Wave Energy.
Wave Energy?
Wave Energy.
So like the GE commercial with the thing under the ocean with the waves? Of the
exactly.
Wave Energy?
We're powered by Wave Energy.
Okay, that would be good. Well, we'll give a thanks again to our sponsor, which is HP and SmartBear at this point, and their support of SDPCon, which is wonderful. Thanks to you, our audience, here live in Denver. It's been a great time talking with you.
I'd like to thank my mother, because other than all of you here in the audience tonight, she's probably the only one listening to us. So, Mom, thank you.
Yes, and I normally give a shout-out to the Sexy Irish vs. Perf Bites, Martha Carey. Thank you very much for doing the judging of these shoes and the official commentary. It was really, really great. Keep in mind that all the contents of this Perf Bites episode is protected similar to the way that James protects the large Rubik Cube, which is sitting over here to my left, which has survived now 2 STP cons and will probably continue to make an appearance on Perf Bites. He keeps it safe in the car. It's never been stolen. It's never been damaged. It's in incredibly good hands, much like the content that is copyrighted and protected on this here Perf Bites episode.
And always remember, you can find Perf Bites on any number of locations on the internet, from Spreaker to iTunes to iHeartRadio. Tune in to your favorite streaming location, and odds are we're probably there.
iTunes, Stitchers, we have a Facebook page. You can go to www.perfbites.com, and you'll see all of the historical shows. We're celebrating our second birthday right now. So I'm just
2 years old.
Woohoo! 2 years.
And so now that we're two, don't be surprised if you see embarrassing pictures of us doing really stupid things on Facebook.
It could be on Twitter as well. And remember that Perf Bytes is also a huge supporter of the workshop on performance and reliability, the Practical Performance Analyst, the Computer Measurement Group, SDPCon, and the community of software test professionals that attend with us here. And, of course, you can also... I don't know what I normally say. I completely forgot what I say.
Tune in next time for another thrilling episode of Perf Bytes, where we will examine some topic which is really interesting.
Topics that are really interesting. I think that's the best kind. We have a few shows that will be edited up in the can. We'll get those out as soon as possible. We have an interview coming up with Smart Bear, Nick Welter, and we actually have Dynatrace. Andy's going to join us. Andy Grabner from Dynatrace will jump on an episode. You can also follow some of the episodes that we do on SDP Radio through Software Test Professionals. That's also on Spreaker, SDP Radio. You can look that up. Oh, what else? What else is coming up? The new year?
Watch for news on the Perf Bytes barbecue mid-year. We're not quite sure where or when, but it won't be on 4th of July, so we'll have a larger crowd.
Yeah, that will work. Not a family kind of thing. Tune in to the next SDPCon. We know the location, San Diego, lovely, right by the harbor. It's actually a great place. But we'll get the dates as soon as we can get that. You can follow softwaretestprofessional.com, softwaretestpro.com. And SDPCon, the site, hangs around. If anyone is curious about SDPCon, there's also some recorded sessions. That's still available if people want to sign up and get them. Okay, so you can also get that at sdpcon.com.
And Mike Larson, you cannot have your hat back.
Test head. Yeah. You can't have your hat back. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Perf Bytes. We'll see you in the next show.
Have a great evening.